salvation history has been kind of a continual cleanup operation from the first reading we heard today in the book of Genesis, the fall of Adam and Eve and the temptation that they gave into. And in the course of salvation history, God has always tried to rewrite that story, to redeem us, to bring us back to the goodness of the original creation. And we think of the different strategies that God used. The first perhaps being the flood of Noah and just saying, I'm starting over. It's going to be a clean slate. I'm starting over. And then of God, his next strategy was he went to Abraham. He went to Abraham and he made that covenant with Abraham and Sarah and said, I'll make a great people out of you. And of course, you know, we're on the right track and then we strayed and there was the desert and then there was the Ten Commandments and the law. And it's this sense of, okay, this maybe will keep the people on the right track. But those game plans always fell short. There was always something missing. And then the God who created everything out of nothing recreated us through a woman. The God who created the entire world out of nothing needed the yes of a woman, our precious Mother Mary, to say yes to recreating our ruined creation. That's what we celebrate today. It's interesting because when we celebrate the Immaculate Conception, interestingly enough, we celebrate something that happened probably 46 to 50 years before Jesus died and rose on the cross. We celebrate that reality that Mary, at the moment of her conception, was preserved from original sin. And so what we celebrate today happened well before the crucifixion and death of Jesus. But God, in his great wisdom and mercy, was already preparing the way, for our Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a video that I saw last year, actually, and it was of the Notre Dame football coach, Brian Kelly. They put out these little videos before, like after their games as like highlight videos. And they showed him in the locker room. And he's giving like that impassioned kind of speech right before the guys kind of go out onto the field. And he's saying, we play for Notre Dame University. We play for each other. We play for Our Lady. And they kind of spanned over to the priest, Our Lady, Queen of Victory, pray for us. But here you have we play for Our Lady. To do everything with Mary, in Mary, through Mary, for God's greater glory. Why? Because that's what God did. That's what God did in choosing Mary. On the vestment today, I know I've mentioned this before, we've got the vestment and above our statue of Our Lady of Grace right there is the A and the M symbol. It's one of the most confused symbols because anytime we see an A and M and in blue, we right away go to Ave Maria. But actually this symbol is different. The A and the M that are interlaid, interwoven together is different Latin. It means Auspice Maria, which means under the protection of Mary. Under the protection of Mary. And so the Auspice Maria stands kind of high in our church saying that everything is under the protection of Mary. Why? Because that's what God did. That's what God did when he sent the beautiful angel Gabriel to greet our Mother Mary, to make that invitation to put everything out of our recreated creation under the guidance and the love of our Mother Mary. And so we do that in our own lives. Mary comes and the angel Gabriel says those simple words, Hail, full of grace. I think that's one of Mary's favorite titles, full of grace, because to be full of grace is to be full of God, full of grace. And you think of every time that we pray the Hail Mary, when we pray Hail Mary, full of grace, the greatest moment in Mary's life comes right back to her. It's like that simple word we've talked about before, I love you. Couples will often try to say, okay, what kind of greeting can we say to each other that's better than I love you? But there is none. And so you say, I love you more or something like that. But there isn't something better than I love you. For every year, that will be the best. For every year, this simple greeting, Hail Mary, full of grace, goes right to the heart of our Blessed Mother Mary. And as it goes to the heart of Mary, our loving God, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit delight in the goodness of their creation in Mary. Last point, I know I'm kind of going on a little bit here. I don't want to, anyway, sorry. One of the goodnesses of Mary is that Mary shows how generous God is. Jesus, we know, of course, is God, but Mary is a creation like you and I. And the fact that God chooses part of his creation to exalt him is hope for each of us. Because God is so good that in his greatness, he does not keep all of his power and his glory for himself, but he shares it. And he shares it so beautifully with Mary, and he shares it with us. And so to deny Mary her greatness is to deny the reality that each of us are great through our birth, through the mission that we've been given. God does not hold on to his glory. God does not hold on to his power. God shares it. God gives. And so we pray for that grace to do all things with Mary, in Mary, through Mary, to place ourselves under Mary's loving care for the glory of God, and to recognize in ourselves that each of us, like Mary, have a mission to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus.